So today we return to our systematic study on the teaching of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew.
那今天我们再次来到，我们有系统的去明白，主耶稣在马太福音的教导。
Two weeks ago, I spoke a message on Matthew 5, starting from 27 to 32.
那两周前我就和大家分享马太福音的五章二十七到三十二节。
Today we need to revisit verses 31 to 32.
那今天我们要再次来看五章三十一到三十二节。
And if you are new with us and you haven't been studying the Gospel of Matthew with us, you may find the lesson today a bit too deep for you.
倘若你是新加入我们的，还没有听过很多马太的福音的系列，那可能你会觉得今天的信息有点深。
But every Sunday, the teaching of the Bible is recorded, and you can listen to past recordings from our church's website.
但是每一周的讲道信息都有录音，大家可以在我们教会的网站找到。
So today's lesson is a sequel to what I talked about a few weeks ago.
所以今天的信息是上一次我的信息的续集。
Last time I spoke on verses 27 to 30. Today the text is 31 to 32.
上一次我和大家分享五章二十七到三十节，那今天就是和大家详细看三十一到三十节。
Very strange things that Jesus is saying here.
那主耶稣在这里似乎在谈很奇怪的一件事。
Can you understand what he is saying?
那大家能够明白他在这里所说的吗？
Look carefully, can you make sense of it?
大家观察的时候，这个是否合理呢？
Verse 31 and 32, Jesus says, Furthermore, it has been said, Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you, that whoever divorces his wife for any other reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery.
马太福音五章三十一到三十二节又有这样的吩咐，人若休妻就应当给她休书。可是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，如果不是因她不贞，就是促使她犯奸淫。无论谁娶了被休的妇人，也就是犯奸淫了。
Should we take the words of Jesus today literally or figuratively?
那我们应该用字面的这个含义去看耶稣所说的，还是用象征方法的含义去看呢？
We have been studying the words of Jesus for some time now.
那我们过去一段时间已经看过主耶稣的教导。
We have observed that very often Jesus speaks figuratively.
那我们观察到很多时候耶稣都是用象征性的手法讲话。
The true meaning of what Jesus is saying are often hidden beneath the surface.
那主耶稣真正的意思往往是隐藏在他的话语的下面。
Now either Jesus is speaking literally here or figuratively.
那这里只有要么耶稣是按着字面去讲，要么就是用象征的手法去讲。
If Jesus is speaking literally, then he is talking about divorce and remarriage.
那如果是按字面去明白耶稣的话语，那他在这里就是在谈 离婚跟之后的再婚这件事。
But then why all of a sudden does Jesus want to talk about divorce in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount?
但是为什么主耶稣要在登山宝训的中间突然谈到离婚这事呢？
What is more, if indeed Jesus is speaking about divorce literally, Jesus would come across to us, his readers, as unreasonable and self-contradictory.
那还有，如果耶稣在这里是真的是在谈字面的这个离婚的事情呢？那对于我们读者来看的话呢，耶稣就会显得非常的不讲理了。
Think carefully about the words that Jesus is saying here.
那大家要详细的去看耶稣在这里说的。
Do you not think that Jesus' words are unreasonable?
那你觉得耶稣在这里说的是合乎情理呢，还是不合情理的呢？
In verse 32, Jesus says, Any person who divorces his wife when the wife has not been unfaithful to him causes the wife to commit adultery. And whoever...After the divorce, marries the divorced woman is also committing adultery.
那主耶稣在三十二节这里说，若有人娶了离婚了，但是这个妻子是没有犯奸淫的，那就在离婚后会促使他犯奸淫。但是那还有谁娶了这个被休的这个妇人呢？也是犯奸淫。
Notice on the surface, Jesus is saying by divorcing the wife when she has not been unfaithful causes her to commit adultery.
大家去留意，就是字面上我们去看的时候呢，耶稣在这里是说若有一个妇人没有不忠诚的情况底下被离婚了，那就是促使他去犯奸淫了。
So now you know what Jesus is saying. Is it reasonable or unreasonable?
那大家应该看到耶稣这个字面上的意思了，你觉得是合理还是不合理呢？
How can this be?
那怎么可以这样呢？
If a woman has an affair, then she is unfaithful towards the husband.The fact that the woman has an affair is already adultery. It doesn't take the husband to divorce her to make her commit adultery, isn't it?
那如果一个妇人她有这个婚外情啊，那确实她对她的丈夫是不忠心的。但是这个妇人有这个婚外情，这本身已经是奸淫了。那并不需要这个丈夫和她离婚才促使她犯奸淫，不是吗？
The act of divorce itself does not make any person an adultery.
离婚这个行动并不能够使任何人就去犯奸淫。
It takes a person to be unfaithful to his spouse or her spouse to be guilty of adultery.
那犯奸淫是一个人对他的这个配偶不忠心，那才是这个定义。
Secondly,
那第二。
If a woman has not been unfaithful to the husband, but the husband divorces her on some other ground,
那如果一个妇人没有不忠心，但是这个丈夫呢，却因着其他的理由和她离婚。
And supposing that woman, after the divorce, remains single, now the divorce does not make her commit adultery. She is still faithful.
那假如这个无辜清白的妇人在被离婚之后，她保持单身。那之前离婚这件事情呢，并不会令她就定她是犯奸淫了，她是忠诚的。
This woman who has been faithful is a victim. She is not at fault.
那这个忠心的妇人，她是受害者。那她并没有做错什么。
To say because the husband unreasonably divorced her makes her an adulteress is unfair.It's wrong.
所以如果说丈夫不是因着不忠诚的缘故呢去和这个妇人离婚，而这个妇人就会成为这个淫妇，那这样的说法是不合理的。
But then, let's suppose that this woman chooses to remarry after divorce. But that's illegal, because after divorce, the first marriage is over. The person has a right to remarry.
那又假设这个妇人在被离婚之后呢，她选择再婚，那这也是合法的。那原因就是第一段婚姻已经终结了，所以这个人可以有权再结婚。
So remarriage after a legal divorce does not make the woman guilty of adultery.
所以在合法的离婚之后，那这个妇人再婚，那并不能够使她成为这个淫妇。
And if after the first divorce, another man marries this woman, that man is not guilty of adultery.
这个妇人离婚之后呢，有另外一个男人与她结婚，那也不会使这个男人犯了奸淫。
So from any one of these three, four angles, we find Jesus coming across to us as very unreasonable.
所以我们换了三四个角度来看字面上耶稣的说话，我们就看到他的说话是非常不合乎情理的。
What is more, if Jesus is speaking literally here, he would be contradicting himself.
更多的就是，如果耶稣在这里是按字面去讲呢，那他其实是自相矛盾的。
Because by saying these words, Jesus appeared to be changing the divorce law in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew scripture, divorce was allowed.
因为这番话耶稣说了，好像是在修改旧约所定下来的关于离婚的律例。在希伯来的经文里面，那离婚这件事情是允许的。
And he says in chapter 5 of Matthew earlier on, in verse 17, that I came not to abolish the Torah, the law, but to fulfill it.
主耶稣在马太福音五章十七节那里说，他来不是要废除律法，而是要完成律法。
Now, to change the divorce law amounts to abolishing it.
但是去改变这个律法呢，其实已经是在废除它了。
So I say again,If Jesus is indeed speaking literally, he would be contradicting himself.
所以让我再次去说，如果耶稣是字面去表达这些的内容呢，那他就是在自相矛盾的。
I hope by now you are convinced Jesus is not speaking literally.
所以希望大家从以上的这些讨论可以看得见。主耶稣在这里并不是按字面去说这些话的。
If he's not speaking literally, he's not talking about divorce and remarriage.
那如果耶稣在这里不是按字面去谈呢，那他就不是在说离婚跟再婚这件事情了。
Rather, we can safely conclude that Jesus is speaking figuratively here.
所以我们从这些线索可以看到，主耶稣在这里其实是象征性的去说话。
So if he's speaking figuratively, then some deeper meanings are lying underneath the surface.
那如果耶稣在这里是象征性的去说话的时候，那意味着这些的字的背后有更深的含义。
What does Jesus want to say?
那耶稣想要表达什么呢？
What does the husband, the man, symbolize?
这个丈夫在这段话语里面是代表什么？
Now, last time, when we studied verses 27 and 28, we learned that marriage is a picture of Yahweh's relationship with his chosen people.
那上一次我们学习到在27节和28节那里谈到结婚这个图画是在描述亚伟和他的选民的关系。
In the books of the prophets, Yahweh is like a husband, and Israel, his people, is like a wife.
那在先知书里面有很清楚的去记载，亚伟神就如同丈夫，而他的子民就好像他的妻子一样。
And then, figuratively speaking, adultery means apostasy, forsaking God. And divorce is a picture of Yahweh sending Israel away into exile to Babylon.
象征的手法去看的时候呢，被盗这件事情呢，就如同奸淫一样。那离婚这件事情呢，就是一个图画去描绘亚伟神去把他的选民去送走，去使到他们被巴比伦所掳掠。
That is what we learned from the book of prophets some weeks ago. But now you must understand one thing this morning.
那这些就是我们几周前从先知书里面学的。那今天早上我们要明白另外一件事。
Yahweh is like a husband and Israel like his wife is only one meaning of the picture of marriage in the Bible. And this is not the only meaning.
那亚伟好像丈夫而以色列如同妻子，那这只是其中一种的方式去明白婚姻。但是在圣经里面这却不是唯一关于婚姻的图画。
We found that meaning that Yahweh is like a husband in the book of prophets, I repeat.But in other places of the Bible, then the picture changes its meaning.
那在先知书里面，我们看到亚伟如同丈夫这样的一个图画。但是在其他的地方呢，在圣经里面，我们看到这个同样的图画有不同的含义。
Now, let's suppose that the husband, the man that is referred to here, means Yahweh God. Does it make sense?
如果这里的丈夫是指亚伟，那我们看一看这是否合乎逻辑。
If the man, the husband, refers to Yahweh, it would not make sense.
如果我们把这个丈夫这里去代入成亚伟呢，那这段话语其实是不合理的。
But here, in verses 31 and 32, it would not make sense.
但是这里在31和32节，同样的方式却不能够去明白。
Because it would make Jesus say that if Yahweh as God divorces Israel, when Israel have not been unfaithful to God, then Yahweh would be making Israel unfaithful to him. And after Yahweh has divorced Israel, whoever joins with Israel commits adultery.
那如果这里是说Yahweh他去和以色列离婚，除非是被盗的原因，那亚伟就使到以色列 犯了被盗，但是谁和以色列联合呢？那他就犯了被盗这个罪了。
And that would make God, Yahweh, looking very unreasonable, very unfair.
那如果这样子去读的时候呢，我们就会觉得亚伟神是非常的不合理的。
Jesus knows very well that Yahweh as God would never do that.
那耶稣非常明白亚伟神从来不会这么做。
Now if Jesus knows that God will never do that, why would he say it?
那如果耶稣知道亚伟神从来不会这么做，那为什么他要这么讲呢？
So while Yahweh means husband and Israel means wife in some places in the Bible is right, here in verses 32, it would be a mistake to think so.
那如果其他地方亚伟是如同丈夫，以色列如同妻子但是如果同样的方式在这里带进去呢，那就不合逻辑了。
Here in verse 32, the man, the husband, does not and cannot refer to Yahweh God.
那在这里，丈夫不是代表亚伟神的。
If so, what is Jesus saying? What does the man, the husband, represent? And who is the wife?
那如果是这样的话，那耶稣在这里讲的是什么呢？这里说的丈夫啊、妻子啊、离婚又是指什么？那谁是这个妻子呢？
So this is what we want to understand this morning.
所以这些是我们今天早上要去明白的。
A good thing is the Bible gives us a crucial clue somewhere else in the Gospel of Matthew.
那在圣经里面在马太福音有一些重要的线索。
We found this clue in a parallel passage in Matthew chapter 19, starting from verse 3 to verse 12.
那马太福音的十九章三到十二节有两个重要的线索。
Now this is a rather long passage. I'll go through this passage with you step by step.
那这个是长的一个篇幅，我和大家一步一步的去看。
Now in chapter 19, verse 3, we are looking at a different setting, a different situation.
那马太福音的十九章第三节，当时候的这个说话的背景是不同的。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is addressing his followers, the disciples.
那在马太福音第五章那里当时候耶稣是教导门徒。
He is giving them a long talk, traditionally called the Sermon on the Mount.
那当时候他有一个长的一个教导，那传统上称为是登山宝训。
But here, he is not talking to disciples, but some hostile people, called the Pharisees, come to look for him and ask him a question.They are out there to trap Jesus.
那是在马太福音的十九章这里呢，是不同的一个情况。那耶稣没有在跟门徒们讲话，而是去回答一些法利赛人，他们是对耶稣有敌意的，他们想从耶稣的回答中抓住他的把柄。
It is Jesus's enemy, the Pharisees, who ask him a question about divorce, forcing him to make a reply about divorce.
那是耶稣。这个敌对耶稣的这些法利赛人，他们问耶稣关于休妻这件事情，想从他的回答去找。
So the question they ask Jesus is it permitted for a man to divorce his wife on any ground whatever?
他们问的问题就是丈夫休妻随便什么理由都可以吗？
Now let's read on to verses 4 to 5.
那我们继续从第四节第五节看。
Instead of answering the Pharisees directly concerning whether it's permitted to divorce, he makes a switch to talk about Genesis.
他并没有直接的去回答法利赛人的问题，而是调整了这个话题去谈到创世纪。
If he wants to answer the Pharisees directly, he would answer from the law, the book of Deuteronomy.The law of divorce is found in Deuteronomy chapter 24:1-4.
如果耶稣是想直接回答这些法利赛人，那他就会选择从这个律法里面生命记里面去回答他们。关于离婚这件事情是记载在生命记的24:1-4.
But no, when Jesus appears to be answering the Pharisees, actually he has made a switch from the book of law.Deuteronomy to the book of Genesis, the beginning.
但是耶稣去回答法利赛人的时候呢，他就调整了这个话题，并没有用生命记去回答他们，而是来到了创世纪。
So, you are Pharisees, experts in the Bible. Have you not read the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2?
所以法利赛人你们是律法的这个老师了， 就是教导律法的老师呢，你们难道没有读过创世纪吗？
God from the beginning made human beings male and female.
太初造物主造人是一男一女。
And then in chapter 2 he says, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be attached to his wife and the two will become one flesh.
那创世纪的第二章那里说到男人要离开自己的父母去依恋妻子两人成为一体。
Now, the Pharisees, failing to observe that Jesus has made a switch, still think that Jesus is answering them about divorce and remarriage.
那法利赛人并没有留意到主耶稣已经转了这个话题，而还是从律法的层面去问耶稣关于离婚的事情。
Because they hear Jesus say in verse 6, So then, husband and wife are no longer two persons, but one flesh. Therefore, Jesus makes an important point here. Whatever God has joined together, let not man separate.
那第六节主耶稣说一个很重要的一个结论，他说这样他们不再是两个人而是一体了，所以神所结合的人不可拆散。
So the Pharisee thinking still that Jesus is talking about marriage and divorce, namely Jesus doesn't allow divorce, they press the same question one more time.
那法利赛人以为耶稣还是在谈关于人的离婚的事情，那他们就从律法再问耶稣同样的问题，说第七节。
So they said to him in verse 7, Why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put the wife away? Deuteronomy chapter 24.
那他们就问为什么摩西的诫命说人若下了休书就可以休妻呢？那是来自于申命记24章。
So you see, Pharisees want Jesus to talk to them about divorce and marriage with a hostile motive.But Jesus doesn't want to answer directly. He has made a switch, but they don't see it.
那法利赛人怀着敌意想问耶稣关于离婚这件事情，但是主耶稣已经转了话题，但是法利赛人却没有留意到。
So this is the first time we see that Jesus has made a switch, and he is not interested to talk about divorce and remarriage.
那这个是一个线索，我们看到耶稣他转了话题，他并不感兴趣去谈关于人的这个离婚的事。
And then in verses 8-9, Jesus continues to say.
那在第八到第九节，耶稣这样说
：Moses allowed you to divorce your wife because of your hardness of heart.
他说，摩西因着你们的心硬，才准许你们休妻。
But from the beginning.In the book of Genesis, this has not been God's original purpose.
但起初，就是从创世纪那里看，那神的意思并不是这样。
And then in verse 9, Jesus say words that we see in chapter 5, verses 31-32.
那在第九节我们看到，好像主耶稣在马太福音五章32节所说的话一样。
Verse 9, Therefore, I say to you,Whoever divorces his wife when she has not been unfaithful and marries another woman commits adultery, and whoever marries her, the divorced woman, commits adultery also.
耶稣说，他们两个不再是两个人，而是一体了，所以神所结合的人不可拆散。那我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，如果不是因着妻子不贞，就是犯奸淫了。
Now,For a second time, even the disciples around Jesus, when they hear Jesus' reply to the Pharisees, they also don't understand what Jesus is saying.
那门徒们在听耶稣对法利赛人的回应的时候，他们也不明白主耶稣所说的。
From the question the disciples ask Jesus, we know the disciples is lost.
那从门徒问耶稣的问题，我们也知道门徒们并没有掌握到这个话题的转变。
Because in verse 10, we see the disciples ask him a question. If this is the situation of a husband with his wife, then it is better not to get married.
第十节，门徒对他说，夫妻的关系既然是这样，倒不如不结婚了。
In other words, they thought Jesus is talking about divorce and remarriage.
换句话说，他们认为耶稣所谈的是这个离婚跟再婚的事情。
They thought the only reason that you can consider divorce is that your spouse has been having an affair and has been unfaithful to you. Otherwise, no divorce is allowed.
那他们认为耶稣所说的就是，除非因着一方不忠贞的原因呢，才可以离婚啊，要不然其他的理由都不允许的。
The disciples thought they understand. They said, "There are many things that make husband and wife unhappy. There are many things that make marriage life very unbearable. If having an affair is the only reason to allow divorce, then maybe I shouldn't get married."
那他们就想，其实婚姻里面有好多可能发生好多不愉快的事情，不单单是这个奸淫的事情。那如果 只是因着一方不忠贞而才能离婚呢？那我倒不如不结婚了。
Immediately, Jesus can see the disciples, like the Pharisees, do not understand what he is talking about.
所以耶稣马上就敏感到门徒并没有明白他转话题这件事情。
And he said to them, because he knows he's saying something rather difficult to understand, in verse 11.What I am about to say to you, not all can accept, but only those to whom it is given.
那他也体谅他们，因为他说的是一个很深的一个事情。耶稣对他们说，这话不是每个人都能领受，只有赐给谁，谁才能领受。
And then he leaving a crucial clue for us.
那他继续谈这些深的事情呢，但是他留下了一个重要的线索。
The clue is to be found in verse 12.
那这个线索就是在十二节里。
Jesus says, "There are some eunuchs who come forth from their mother's womb celibate, that is unable to marry, and there are those who are eunuchs because their gonads, their sexual organs, have been altered by men; they've been made unable to have sex. And then there are those who, for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, have chosen the celibate life. Let him who has the capacity to accept this accept it."
这节有些人生来就是不能结婚的，那有些人不能结婚是因为被人阉的，但还有为了天国的缘故自愿不结婚的，谁能领受就领受吧。
I find Jesus at times very humorous.
有些时候我觉得耶稣很幽默。
Why is Jesus suddenly talks about eunuchs and not being married?
那为什么耶稣在这里突然谈到这些不能生育的人？
The reason why Jesus suddenly talks about not getting married, being eunuch, because in the previous verse, it's the disciples who first say it.
主耶稣在这里谈到不结婚这件事情呢，是因为门徒在上一节里面说倒不如不结婚。
Well, since you disciples talk about it's better not to get married, let me talk about not getting married.
说既然门徒你们谈起不要结婚，那我就聊聊不结婚这件事情吧。
And he mentions three situations, but the third situation, is the focus of what he wants to say.
在不结婚这个话题上有三个他有提到三点，但第三点是这个这一节的焦点。
Why do I say the third situation is the focus?
为什么第三种情况我说是这个焦点呢？
Because in there, where I highlighted red,He uses a key expression, the kingdom of God. For the sake of the kingdom of God, some people have chosen to not marry.
那红色的字这里呢，他给的一个线索就是有些为了天国的缘故，所以强调天国的缘故，那自愿不结婚的。
Now you know Jesus is very concerned about the coming of the kingdom of God.
那大家知道耶稣是非常关注要来的神的国度。
The very first thing when he begins to preach the gospel, he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near."
那他起初传道的时候，他所说的就是要悔改，因为天国近了。
And when he teaches the disciples to pray, he says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
那当他教导门徒祷告的时候，他也教导他们说，要这样祈求，愿你的国临到，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Now on this basis, I'm sure when he talks about the three situations of eunuchs, he really wants to say it's a third situation.
基于他是这么看重神的国，那我们可以说他的回答，他是真正的含义的想要表达的是第三个情况。
You disciples say to me.In this situation, it is better, is wiser not to get married, remain single. Well, there are some people who actually remain single for the sake of the work of the kingdom of God.
那门徒们，你们说，在这样的情况底下，你觉得不结婚反而更好？那耶稣回答说，确实有些人为了神的国的缘故，他们不结婚。
But not everyone can understand what I'm saying, except the Father in heaven helps him to understand.
但是并不是所有人都能够明白领受我所说的，除非天上的父亲去帮助这个人。
So we see in this long passage of Matthew chapter 19, we see two important clues to our mystery this morning.
那在19章这个长的篇幅里面，我们观察到两个关于今天信息的重要的线索。
The first clue what Jesus is saying is about the kingdom of God.
第一个线索就是耶稣谈到神的国。
The second clue is about Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis chapter 2.
那第二个线索就是关于创世纪所记载的亚当跟夏娃。
What does it mean to say some people, for the sake of the kingdom of God, have chosen to remain single all their lives? Whom is Jesus thinking about?
为了天国的缘故自愿不结婚的，那这句话是什么意思？当耶稣说这句话的时候，他在想谁？想哪一些人呢？
That is the first clue.
那这个是第一个线索。
There are some people who, for the sake of the work of the kingdom of God, have chosen to not marry. Whom is Jesus thinking about?
有些人为了神的国的缘故自愿不结婚，那这些人耶稣是在指谁呢？
Secondly, Jesus deliberately talked about Genesis chapter 1 and 2, Adam and Eve. Why?
那第二个线索就是耶稣故意的不去谈离婚这件事情，而是去到创世纪谈亚当跟夏娃，为什么呢？
Let's think together. Whom might Jesus be thinking about?
那大家可以结合你对圣经的了解想一想，那这里耶稣说为了天国缘故自愿不结婚的，那是他是指谁呢？
Anyone?
有没有人有一些提议
啊？ Yes. Yeah, Gasu is right. Jesus is thinking about himself.
加瑞叔叔就说对了，耶稣是指他自己。
Jesus, for the sake of the work of his heavenly Father, has chosen not to get married and remain single all his life.
那耶稣为了他天父的国度呢，就选择不结婚。
The second clue is about Genesis chapter 2, Adam and Eve. What does that mean?
那第二个线索是关于创世纪记载的亚当跟夏娃，那这个是指什么？
Now, before I turn your attention to Genesis chapter 2, let me give out the answers to you one by one.
我们看创世纪之前，让我一步步帮助大家看这个解答。
First of all, the kingdom of God.
那首先关于神的国。
You recall when Jesus teaches disciples to pray, he says, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the kingdom of God means the will of God, which is the plan of God, Yahweh's salvation plan.
耶稣曾经教导门徒祷告说，愿你的国度降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。那神的国就是指神的计划，神的旨意，就是指到他的救恩计划。
And what does God plan to do?
那神打算做什么？
He has planned to create a new mankind for the coming kingdom on earth, and all this he would accomplish through the person Jesus.
那神的计划就是为了将要来的这个神的国度呢，去创造一个新的人类，那是借着耶稣这么做的。
And Jesus, since he understands what God wants to accomplish, he has chosen to remain single.In order to devote himself entirely on that work.
那耶稣他明白天父所要做的这个计划呢，那他就专心的将自己去委身给这个计划而保持这个单身。
When he speaks about Genesis 2, Adam and Eve, how God create a woman and bring Eve to Adam as wife, what is he talking about?
在创世纪里面，神通过亚当造了这个女人。使他成为亚当的妻子。他说这件事情是指什么呢？
Now the Bible also has given us some clues.
那圣经也给我们不同的线索。
The New Testament scripture has more than once described Jesus as the last Adam.
那在新约的圣经里面有不只是一次提到耶稣就是这个末后的亚当。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45 it says, The first man, Adam, became a living being, but the last Adam, Jesus, became a life-giving spirit.
那哥林多前书十五章四十五节那里说，那首先的这个人呢，成为一个活人，那末后的这个亚当成为一个赐人生命的灵。
This last Adam refers to Jesus.
那这个末后的亚当就是指耶稣。
Now I will give you more evidence to say that Adam in the book of Genesis chapter 2 is a picture of Jesus.
那我想给大家一些的证明，去帮助你们看到在创世纪的亚当是耶稣的一个图画。
Let us start from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
我们今天来看创世纪二章十八节。
And Yahweh God said, It is not good for that man to should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him.
亚伟神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造个和他相配的帮手。
And then I skip to verses 21 and 22.
我们跳到二十一到二十二节。
Because here we see how Yahweh creates a woman and give her as wife to Adam.
这里我们看到神是如何去造女人的，然后把她给了亚当。
In verse 21 and 22, So Yahweh God cast a deep sleep upon that man. And while he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that spot. 22. And Yahweh God fashioned the rib that he had taken from the man into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
二章二十一节，亚伟神使那人沉睡，他熟睡的时候，亚伟神取了他的一个肋骨，又使肉在原处复合，然后亚伟神用从那人身上所取的肋骨造了一个女人，带她到那人面前。
Here we see again the Bible is an unusual book.
那在这里我们再次看到圣经是一本不寻常的书。
Very often the words in the Bible have two layers, two levels of meaning.
很多时候圣经所记载的话有两层次的一个含义。
A superficial meaning and a much deeper meaning.
那是其中一个是表面的含义，还有更深一层的含义。
On the surface, it appears to be talking about the creation of the first two human beings, Adam and Eve.
那在这里表面上我们看到是在记载人的创造，首先两个人的创造。
And what a strange way God created the first woman. When you read it, don't you find it strange?
你读的时候会不会觉得造女人的方法是有点奇怪的呢？
This is so because the text contains a second level of meaning.
那这样记载原因就是这些的文字还有第二层更深的含义。
Verses 21 and 22 is a picture of Jesus and the true church of God.
创世纪二章二十一到二十二节，那这个是一幅图画，是关于耶稣还有真的教会。
Sleep in the Bible is a picture of death.
睡这件事情往往是用来去描绘死亡。
And awaking from sleep is a picture of the resurrection.
那从去醒过来呢，是描绘复活的一个图画。
Notice how God first caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep and then created a woman, his wife, out of his rib.
那大家留意神是如何使亚当首先沉睡，然后就取了他的肋骨去造这个女人。
So here, when Adam falls asleep and then wakes up later, it's a picture of Jesus' dying, being buried, and being raised from the dead on the third day.
所以这里看到亚当沉睡，然后醒过来，那是在描绘这个耶稣他受死，然后被埋葬，然后第三天复活。
The Gospels tell us that Jesus gave his life in order that the true church of God might come into being.
那圣经告诉我们，耶稣他牺牲了自己的性命，好使到这个真的教会能够造出来。
So the woman, Eve, is a picture of the true church of God.
那在这里女人这个夏娃呢，就是神的教会，这个真教会的图画。
In verse 23,We hear the exclamation, the excitement of the man when he sees his wife.
那二十三节 当这个人看见自己的妻子的时候，他有这样子的感叹。
23. Then the man said, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for from man was she taken."
23节，那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，她当称为女人，因她是从男人身上取出来的。
The man is so happy, so satisfied with his wife that this is my bone of my bones. She's like me. She's taken from me.
那这个人是多么的开心。那他说，他就 如同我的肉跟我的骨头，因为他是从我去造出来的。
This is all picture language. Can you see?
那这些都是图画式的描绘。
It is describing members of the true church of God, not just not any Christian.
那这里是在描绘，神他真的教会的成员。
You know, there are many Christians who have joined Christianity in the world today, but God knows who are true members of His church.
在这个世界上，好多人去加入基督教会，但是唯有神知道哪一些才是他真教会的成员。
True members of the Church of God are bone of Jesus' bone, flesh of Jesus' flesh, so to speak. These are people who share Jesus' same faithfulness towards God.
真教会的成员呢，在这里所描述的就是耶稣的骨，就如同耶稣的肉一样。这些人就是那些和耶稣同样有对神忠诚的这样的心智的人。
All Jesus' life, he's devoted. He's concerned about one thing, that is doing God's will. So true Christians, true members of the Church of God, are people who share that goal of Jesus.
耶稣一生他所关注的就是一件事情，去做神的旨意。那真的基督徒呢？那神真的教会是那些和耶稣分享这样心智的人。
And how do these true members of the church come about? Through the example of Jesus.
那这些教会里面的成员呢，他们是怎么样来的呢？是借着耶稣的榜样。
He died, was buried, and only then he was raised to life by God. When you have understood the meaning of this true gospel and embrace the path of Jesus Christ, you have joined Jesus as wife.
耶稣他献上自己的生命死了，然后被埋葬复活。当你明白了福音以后呢，那也拥抱耶稣他做的事情呢，那你就加入了神的教会。
And this relationship you are entering into with Jesus is a work of God. Notice, it is God who created the first woman and brings that woman to Adam as wife.
当你和耶稣有关系的时候呢，那这是神的工作。那大家留意到，是神造了女人，也把这个女人带到亚当面前。
The creation of the true church, the marriage, so to speak, between Jesus and the true church, is God's work.
那同样，你可以说，神的教会，这个真教会的产生也是神的工作。
Finally, we've come to the true meaning of Jesus' words in Matthew 5 and verse 32.
那经过一小时，我们终于来到马太福音五章三十二节耶稣说话的含义。
Jesus in his mind is thinking about this relationship of himself and the true church of God.
他在马太福音说那番话的时候，他是在想他和这个真教会的关系。
This relationship is what God has joined together, and what God has joined together, let no man break apart.
这份关系是神的工作，是神所结合的，那神所结合的不可以去断开。
So the true church of God are people whose hearts are drawn by God. Through the preaching of the gospel, God Yahweh is drawing people.
那神的真教会是那些人他们的心被神所吸引，通过传讲福音，神在吸引不同的人。
And God brings themTo Jesus as wife, so to speak.
那神吸引他们，就把他们带到耶稣面前做妻子这是象征的手法。
As a heavenly Father draws people, I hope you're included. Jesus gathers them, teaches them, and loves them. Jesus set the example and lays down his life for such people.
那当神去招聚人来到耶稣跟前的时候，那耶稣就去教导他们，去爱他们，去照顾他们，也立了榜样，他为这些人去牺牲了性命。
These people, symbolically speaking, are Eve, Jesus' wife.
那这些被吸引的人象征的手法去看呢，他们就是夏娃，是耶稣的妻子。
They are Yahweh's own creation.
他们是亚伟神的创造。
They are to be citizens and rulers of God's coming kingdom.
那他们要在神将来要来临的国度里面呢，做神的子民。
This eternal bond between Jesus and the true church is what God has joined together. This is what no man should ever break apart.
这样子在教会还有耶稣之间永恒长久的坚固的这个关系呢，那就是神所连接的。这也是为什么任何人都不可以去断开这个关系。
To break this relationship is to destroy God's work.
那去断开耶稣和教会的关系呢，那就是去破坏神的工作。
This relationship is what Jesus is speaking about.
那耶稣所谈论的就是这个关系了。
Now, ordinary marriages between a man and a woman are not the direct work of God.
一般人的婚姻并不是神直接的去工作。
We have only misunderstood the true meaning of Jesus' words.
所以我们之前有可能会错意。
Let me just read Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24 to conclude on Genesis.
让我为大家读创世纪二章二十四节来做创世纪的总结。
Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother,and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Now you know, this text has two meanings also.
那因此人要离开父母和妻子联合，二人成为一体。那现在大家知道这一节经文有两层的意思。
On a deeper level, this text is referring to Jesus and the true church also.
那在深层的第二个含义呢，这节经文也是在谈耶稣还有真教会的关系。
Now, we have clear proof from Scripture that I've been talking correctly, that Jesus is the husband and the wife is the true church.
那从圣经的经文里面可以看到我刚才所分享的是真的。
I'm referring you to Ephesians chapter 5, starting from verse 23.
那我为大家来带大家看以弗所书的五章二十三节。
And then now I skip to 25 and 27.
那接下来我们看二十五到二十七节。
I will skip over this also.
我们就跳过二十五和二十七节。
And now I will come to 28 to 30.
那我们就来到以弗所书五章二十八到三十节。
So let's just read this 28. In this manner, husbands should love their wives as they do themselves, as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself. No one ever hated his own flesh. He nourishes it with tender loving care, just as also Jesus Christ cherishes the church, because we are components of his body.
丈夫也应当这样爱妻子，好像爱自己的身体一样。爱妻子的就是爱自己了。从没有人恨恶自己的身体，总是保养顾惜，好像基督对教会一样，因为我们是他身上的肢体。
Notice there is another ancient manuscript has added another sentence to the end of verse 30.
那大家留意到有古卷在三十节的结尾说。
Let me read to you verse 30 again with the extension.
让我再为大家读一次三十节。
For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones.
因为我们是他身上的肢体，是他的骨，他的肉。
The Apostle Paul is referring to Jesus and members of the true church.
那耶稣保罗是在谈论耶稣还有真教会的成员。
Paul makes it clear in verses 31 and 32.
那保罗在三十一和三十二节很清楚的这样说。
In this regard, a man will leave his father and mother and bond with his wife, and the two will be one flesh. The mystery involved in this relationship is great, but I'm referring to Jesus Christ and his church.
那三十一节，为了这缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子结合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但是我是指着基督和教会说的。
Now it's time for me to get ready to conclude.
那我要预备去总结了。
What is Jesus saying in our text today, Matthew 5 and verse 32?
那主耶稣在马太福音五章三十二节所说的是什么呢？
In Matthew 5:32, we now can safely conclude what Jesus wants to say is the following.
那现在我们可以很安心的去总结马太福音五章三十二节。
First of all, let's observe that Jesus is addressing his disciples.
那首先我们观察到耶稣是和他的门徒在谈话。
We as disciples of Jesus should know what the will of our Heavenly Father is.
那我们作为耶稣的门徒应该清楚地明白神的旨意是什么。
Jesus is saying, see and understand.
耶稣说看也要明白。
I am Adam.
他说我是亚当。
I am like a husband.
我就好像丈夫一样。
You are like Eve.
你如同夏娃一样。
You are like my wife.
你就如同我的妻子一样。
Together, you and me, the true church, we are God's new creation.
那我们合在一起，你与我，我们就是神新的创造。
My dear disciples, do you see what importance God places on His creation work?
那我亲爱的门徒们，你看得见神在他的创造这件事情上放了多大的这个重点吗？
Everyone whom my father has drawn and have come to me, I will never turn away. No, I will never turn anyone away, except when you choose to be unfaithful to God.
那些被我天父所吸引来到我跟前的人，我都不会拒绝，除了当你去选择对神不忠心的时候。
And let nobody destroy what God is building up.
让任何人都不可去毁坏神在建造的工程。
So this is what Jesus is saying to his disciples.
所以这就是主耶稣对他门徒要表达的含义。
As you listen to me, does it make sense to you?
那当你听我这么解释的时候，你明白了吗？
When we understand Jesus' word figuratively, is it not making sense to us?
当我们从象征手法的这个层面去明白耶稣的说话，那岂不是就能够明白他说的吗？
Now, besides referring to himself, Jesus is also addressing these words to church leaders.
这番话除了是指着他自己说，那他也是对那些教会的领导说的。
Yes, Jesus is the leader, the Lord, the head of the whole church.
那确实，主耶稣是教会的头，是教会的领袖。
But now Jesus is in heaven, he has appointed.Representatives, leaders to lead the church for him.
那在主耶稣去到天上的时候呢，他也指定一些教会的领导去作为他的代表。
So he is giving a warning to church leaders here also.
那在这里，他也是给那些教会的领导去有警告。
We can hear Jesus saying, "Let no church leader misuse church authority to cut off a member when that person is not guilty of destroying God's church or being unfaithful to God."
那他也是对那些领导去说呢，当一个人并没有在毁坏神的教会，或者是对神不忠心上有罪的时候呢，教会领导不可以滥用权柄去断绝。一个教会成员的关系。
Otherwise, church leaders would cause that member to stumble, putting him in danger of falling away from God.
那不然的话呢？这个带领教会的人呢，就使到这个成员去跌倒，将他放在一个离弃神的危险里面。
Just one more text. In Mark chapter 10, we see a parallel passage that supplements what we have learned so far. Now, this is a parallel passage to Matthew chapter 19.Although it's a parallel, very similar, but it's not identical.
那最后我们看马可福音的十章十到十二节是刚才我分享内容的补充。那是马太福音十九章的平行经文。纵然是平行经文，那这个情况是不是完全相同
？For this reason, verse 12 in particular supplements what we've heard so far.
那也正因为如此，十二节是刚才我们的讨论的补充。
So let's read 10 to 12. Again, when they were inside, the disciples continued to question Jesus about this. Jesus said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another woman, commits adultery against her. Also, if that woman herself marries another, she commits adultery.
那马可福音十章十到十二节，回到屋子里，门徒再提起这件事来问他，他对他们说：“谁休妻另娶，就是犯奸淫，得罪了妻子。如果妻子弃夫另嫁，也是犯了奸淫。”
Now we have seen in the beginning of today's lesson, if you take these words literally, it's unreasonable. It doesn't make sense.
那在今天的信息的一开始，我们已经学习到了，如果是字面层面去明白耶稣的说话，这个是很不讲情理的。
But when understood figuratively about the relationship between Jesus and the true church, it makes every sense.
但是如果我们是象征性的层面去明白耶稣的说话，那就会很通。
So if a church leader, or God forbid, Jesus cuts off a member unreasonably, it will force that person to fall away. But if a member of the church denies God and denies Jesus, that would amount to apostasy.
那如果教会的领导不合理的去使到一个成员去断绝他的关系，那就使到他去犯了被盗的罪了。那如果有教会的成员去不忠心，那他也是对神在属灵层面上去犯了奸淫。
Thank you, Albert. You have been doing a very good job translating a difficult lesson. So it's time for me to draw a conclusion.
那是时候我为大家总结。
In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 32, Jesus is not talking about divorce or about remarriage. On this basis, we should not apply these words of Jesus on the question of divorce.
那我们很清楚地去看到马太福音五章三十二节，耶稣并不是字面上去谈人的离婚跟再婚的事情。也正因为如此，我们不应该用这样子耶稣的说话去解决离婚。
Rather, Jesus is speaking to us figuratively, telling us about God's plan of creating a new mankind for the coming kingdom.
而是主耶稣是象征的层面去和我们谈话，告诉我们神的计划，去创造一群新的人类啊，关于神的救恩。
To create a new mankind to enter the coming kingdom.
那他创造一群新的人类是为了要来的国度。
Now this is the plan. This is the will of God to which Jesus has remained faithful to the end of his life.
那这个才是耶稣他一生去委身认定的神的计划跟神的旨意。
Jesus has never abandoned the Heavenly Father's plan and has never chosen another way on his own initiative.
那耶稣从来没有放弃过神的这个计划，而为自己另选一条道路。
So let's conclude by reading these words of Jesus in John 6 and John 10.
那我们总结信息之前，再次来看约翰福音的第六章还有第十章。
John 6, 37 and 39.
约翰福音六章三十七、三十九节。
All that the Father gives me will come to me. You see, like Eve will come to Adam. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. 39. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day.
那三十七节，凡是父赐给我的人，必到我这里来，留意到来到我的跟前，那就是我们想起是神带夏娃来到亚当面前，到我这里来，那我耶稣这里就想起亚当，我绝不丢弃他。那差我来的旨意就是他所赐给我的人，就是指那些神所信真的教会。我一个也不失落，并且在末日我要使他们复活。
I'll skip now to John chapter 10, verses 11 and 18.
那我们跳到约翰福音的十章十一到十八节。
John 10, verse 11 and then 18. I am the good shepherd. I'm the good husband. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. 18. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father.
十一节，我是好牧人， 牧人也是指耶稣是一个好的丈夫，为羊舍命，没有人能夺去我的生命，是我自己舍去的，我有权把生命舍去，也有权把它取回来，这是我从我的父所领受的命令。
So verses 27 to 30 we have read before, and maybe I will just to save time to skip it now.
那十章二十七到三十节我们过去读过，那我们节省时间就不读了。
And perhaps after all I'll read 27 and 28 only.
那我只读二十七和二十八节。
My sheep hear my voice and I know them, and they follow meAnd I give them, each one, eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
我的羊听我的声音，我认识他们，他们跟从我。我赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能把他们从我手里抢走。
29 and 30. My Father, who has given them to me, like Eve, giving to Eve to Adam, is greater than all.And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
把羊群，羊群也是指，神，好像夏娃赐给亚当，的这样，把羊群赐给我的父比一切都大，无人能把他们从我父的手里抢走。我与父原是一。
And finally, I read again, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 to 13.
最后提摩太后书的二章十一到十三节。
This is a faithful saying. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he, that is Jesus, remains faithful because he cannot deny himself.
第十一节，我们若是与基督同死，也必与他同活；若能坚忍，必与他一同作王。我们若否认他，他也必否认我们。纵然我们不忠信，他也仍然信实，因为他不能否定自己。这话是可信的。
So lastly, may I say just this to you?
最后让我说。
Through today's lesson, we know that through the preaching of the gospel, God is gathering a people.For the coming kingdom.
那神他借着人去传福音呢，他正在吸引一群的人，是为了要来的国度。
And today you are listening to that gospel.
那今天你听的就是这个福音了。
Jesus says to you today, repent and be included in God's plan.
那耶稣今天对你说要悔改，而在这个计划里面有份。
But if you are a person.Who are already included, you are in because God has drawn you to Jesus.
那如果你已经在神的计划里面，那你在里面的原因呢，就是因为神已经借着耶稣基督去吸引你。
You have been bonded with the Lord Jesus.
你和耶稣基督已经有这样，坚固的一个关系。
Jesus will never abandon you.
耶稣绝不会抛弃你。
So let us then remain faithful to God and remain faithful to the Lord Jesus who gave his life for you.
所以让我们一起忠心对神也对为我们摆上性命的耶稣基督忠心。
And as a members of his true church, let's be careful not to destroy members of the church, whether by attitude or words.
那作为真教会的成员，我们也要小心不要借着伤人的态度或话语去破坏里面的关系。
And finally, Jesus wants to address the church leaders. Understand what the will of God is. Be careful not to misuse church authority.
最后耶稣也是对那些带领教会的去说，要小心要明白神的旨意是什么，而不是滥用神的权柄。
Never cut off any member of the church.When the person has not destroyed God's work or has denied God.
从来不要去断绝一个人的这个关系啦。当他并没有去破坏神的工作，或者是对神不忠诚的时候。
So finally, I've come to the end of today's long lesson.
那就来到今天长的信息的结尾。
Let us just be quiet before God for a moment.
让我们 在神的面前一起安静。